Hey there, Stoic fam. This is your girl Brooklyn Weston, back with another dose of modern stoicism because let's face it, life throws us curveballs every day, right? And sometimes those curveballs come in the form of heated arguments, misunderstandings, and plain old communication breakdowns. Sound familiar? Ever feel like you're stuck in a never-ending loop of frustration, wishing you could just hit the rewind button on a messy conversation? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into the powerful world of mindful communication, a game changer for navigating conflicts and building stronger relationships. We're going to break down practical tools from the ancient Stoic tradition that can help you communicate with clarity, empathy, and grace, even when things get a little heated. Think of it like this. We all have these internal narratives, these stories we tell ourselves about what's happening around us. Sometimes those narratives become distorted filters, leading to misinterpretations and misunderstandings. Mindful communication helps us step back from those automatic reactions, observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, and respond instead of simply reacting. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of mindful communication and turn conflicts into opportunities for growth. First up, active listening. Seriously, this one is gold. When someone's speaking, resist the urge to formulate your response while they're still talking. It's like having a tennis match in your head, but nobody wins. Instead, truly listen. Pay attention to their words, their tone of voice, even their body language. Show them you're engaged by nodding, making eye contact, and asking clarifying questions. Remember, understanding is the first step towards resolution. Next, be present. This is about tuning out distractions, your phone, that nagging to-do list, everything. When you're communicating with someone, give them your full attention. Be in the moment, truly hear what they're saying, and respond thoughtfully. It shows respect and creates a space for genuine connection. Now, let's talk about using I statements. This one is a game changer when it comes to expressing your feelings without blaming or attacking the other person. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try something like, "I feel when." This shifts the focus from blame to personal experience and opens the door for more constructive dialogue. Next, find common ground. Every conflict has a core issue. Maybe it's about respect, boundaries, or simply different perspectives. Work together to identify that shared concern. Focusing on what unites you rather than divides, you can create a sense of collaboration and make finding solutions much easier. And finally, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone has their own unique experiences and motivation shaping their actions. By practicing empathy, you can break down barriers, build bridges of understanding, and create a more compassionate communication dynamic. Think about that last tense conversation you had. Maybe it was with a coworker, a friend, or even a family member. Now imagine approaching that situation with mindful communication techniques in hand. Could things have gone differently? Could you have found a resolution faster and with less emotional baggage? It's totally possible. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine your partner is constantly leaving dirty dishes in the sink, driving you up the wall. Instead of erupting into anger or passive-aggressively leaving them notes, try this. "Hey partner's name, I noticed the dishes piling up. When that happens, it makes me feel a little overwhelmed and stressed because I value a clean and organized kitchen." This I statement clearly expresses your feelings without blaming them. Then, open the floor for dialogue. What are your thoughts? Maybe we can find a system that works for both of us. See how that shifts the energy? It's about creating a safe space for open and honest communication, leading to solutions that benefit everyone involved. Remember, mastering mindful communication is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but with practice and intention, you can transform conflict from a source of stress into an opportunity for growth and deeper connection. So, my fellow Stoics, go out there and put these tools to work. Communicate with clarity, empathy, and grace. And don't forget to share your experiences. What are your biggest challenges and triumphs when it comes to mindful communication? Hit me up on social media or leave a review. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep those inner Stoics shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.